Yes. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to our Business Economic Discussion Platform with me, David Shombe. And of course, I'm not working alone these days, always accompanied by my colleagues. And yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Zafia.
Yes, it's always an honor to have you in the studio or being here. Yeah, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen, as it has always been the case, Business and Economic Segment is your favorite platform where we discuss business and economic matters. It's a platform where we look at SME development, we look at businesses at the middle level. We also look at bigger corporations which operate nationally, regionally, and also internationally. It's your platform where you unlock your thinking in terms of innovation, driving Namibia economic development agenda. And it's also a platform where we see various experts from politics, from economics, from trade. We look at the law, we look at investment, innovation, IT, and everything which contribute to the issues of bread and butter. Because whatever we bring in the discussion, we always try to make sure that this conversation unlock the thinking of individuals so that we can move the country forward, so that at least the conversation can at least make listeners, presenters, expert policymakers, at least not necessary to change everything that they do, but at least to gain something and also contribute to the development of the country. On top of that, also, we also try to rethink the way Namibian economy has been operating. We look at what we have done right, what we did wrong, what we can learn, and looking at the way forward. And as we are always saying, after every discussion that we bring about, we always make sure that we encourage the listeners to give their contribution in the line which is going to be opened, because we believe that debaters are co-creators of knowledge, and countries, states, empires, and international institutions are not built by yes men or yes women. They are built by people who agree and disagree, with the aim of making sure that whatever they discuss about is contributing positively to the future and future of that institution. So we are trying to build the Namibia that we want. We are trying to bring a conversation to the Namibia that we want, the Namibia which is not only economic advance, the Namibia which is not only doing very well in terms of press freedom, but the Namibia which is doing very well in terms of total development of the state, which we include infrastructure development, we include economic development in terms of numbers, and most importantly, we include human development, where Namibians are happy, Namibians have secured lives, Namibia can participate freely and in the economic sector, and also Namibians that are able to earn various and enjoy the resources of their country. So, before we go to the conversation for today, we are going to look at Eagle FM products. We are going to look at Eagle FM products, what we give, and also, how you can benefit from Eagle FM. And, Sophia?
Okay, I just quickly wanted to check if there's no ads.
Yeah, no, we are fine.
Are we fine?
But for now, you just invited them after maybe 6 seconds. Then we are going to a commercial break. Then from there, we can start with the Eagle FM products. Then
just 2-1.
Yes.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in...
Welcome back to Business and Economics segment with David and Zafia. Follow Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Stay connected with us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. We keep you updated where you are, wherever you are. Now, you can tune into your favorite talk shows live and on the go, or catch up later with our podcasts. Perfect for those days, those busy days when you missed the conversation. Now, we also have a IMBA app, which is basically a digital hymn book, where you can listen to your favorite church song, or perhaps you are going to church on during the week and you forgot your hymn book. You're more than welcome to download the app, and it's for free. All you need is a smartphone. You download the app and all those church songs, most of the church songs, will be available on the app. We have it in different languages as well. And in most of the, like Oshivambo, Oshiherero, Afrikaans, English, we have Silozi. We have it in all those languages. And it's just a download away. And let's see, you want to get ready to catch up on the news. You had a good weekend, but now you want to also get in touch with what matters, economics, business. We've got the Villager, just an on, it's a like a go-to online newspaper for fresh and local stories. And all these three powerful apps, your radio for news, your hymn book, as well as your for those that like to read and want to read the updated news, the Villager, all brought to you by Eagle FM. Thank you.
Yes, from there we are going to check on our commercial break. Then from there we go right into the conversation for today. Then yeah, stay tuned. The time is 18 minutes past 1800 hours. You are listening to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe, and Zafia Basson. And we are with you in the next 42 minutes.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and IMBA mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM. The Eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with David Shombe and Zafia Basson. And yeah, let us go to the conversation for today and see what is on the table. Yes.
Okay. Namibia, the land of the brave.
Indeed.
And sadly, the land with the highest unemployment rate in Southern Africa.
Mm.
For many, finding a job feels more like winning the lottery than a real possibility.
Yeah.
But what if I told you that there's a promise?
Yeah.
A bold commitment, David.
Yeah.
That 35,000 jobs will be created by the year 2030. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Or sounds too good to be true.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. The Namibia Industrialization and Development Agency, better known as NIDA, says it has a plan to change the game, David. To industrialize, develop, and yes, employ thousands of Namibia.
Yes.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
We've heard promises before.
Yeah.
So what makes this one different? And how can the ordinary Namibian, you and I, play a part in making the dream a reality?
I think that is a good question. Maybe we need to look at who is NIDA, who is Namibia Industrialization and Development Agency.
Mm-hmm.
When was the institution created? What did the institution contributed? What is the institution contributed to national development?
Yes.
And also, who is driving this institution?
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, because remember, beforehand, Namibia, we are always very clear about what we want. We put a lot of plans on the table, Vision 2030, NDP until 5-6, and the Harambe Prosperity Plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it was indicated that when you look at national ambitions, when you look at an institution like NIDA, it was established by, it's a state agency. It's a state agency established by, statutes. That is Act 16 of 2016. And the main aim of establishment of NIDA is to drive industrialization agenda. There is nothing else. Just to drive industrialization agenda, because that is exactly what Namibia have been yearning to get. Then it start to be practically operational from year 2018 there. And my sister, do you know what happened? Do you know what happened with NIDA?
What? Tell us.
For the first time in history, of NIDA, of the institution which was supposed to drive Namibia developmental agenda, established its first integrated strategic plan, and also due to PECA Act, allowing public institution on top of its strategic plan, it also include its financial report. But here is what is very interesting. There are two leaders in operational. There's a new guy on board by the name Richway Rukonga. And I respect him. I respect him. He just got into this last year, February.
Mm-hmm.
He got into the chair last year, February. Yeah, he got into the on the chair last year, February. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of speculation to say, no, the guy is not, he's not experienced enough and so on. But he proved to be a guy that NIDA have been needing for a very long time. That's why what we have seen just in the span of around 12 months, you did not have, since your establishment, you don't have financial report, you don't have audited report, you don't have integrated strategic plan. Then they happen to do that. The same guy is the chairperson of Namibia Grape Company board. He got there just 2 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Then he turned around things, signed a few agreements. They release a dividend of 10 million just the beginning of this year also.
Mm-hmm.
It shows leadership.
Okay.
It shows leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But 35,000 jobs, to me, that is over ambition.
Mm.
Yeah, because there is one guy, Dr. K.N. Jacob, who is a leadership expert. I was giving a presentation to say, if you want to see the effectiveness of a leader, don't look at the leader who go to already a well-established institution. Look at the leader who is going to an institution or a corporate institution which was going down to the dog. Then he revamped that. Then you see the difference. That is what he tried to do. And that is what he did in a few months that he has been in power. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is that these 35 jobs, how is this going to happen?
Mm.
How is this going to happen? Are the direct jobs, are just job or the jobs Namibians need? Because, you know, Zafia, when young people are saying they need jobs, they don't just need a name. Mm. They need job security. They need a job that not only paying them well, but a job that is also contributing to the national development. They don't need just general workers jobs.
Definitely.
Yeah, they need, because when you look at the market that we have now, we have a lot of qualifying individuals.
Yes.
Then when you are saying an institution which was supposed to drive industrialization is going to create 35,000 jobs. I know it is projects.
Mm-hmm.
But is this not, is it a dream or is it practical? Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is also that, because, you know, in Namibia we have this thing of shooting down people's plane. Maybe the guy has a game plan, but can you please open this plane so that you can be assisted?
Mm.
Yeah, because when you look at bigger institutions, I think 35,000 jobs, it's a very big number. And we wish it could be true. But how is this going to happen? Is it going to be created through external projects? Are you going to expand the institutions? Or how are you going to do it? Because it's not hearsay, it's a statement. I have a statement with you, I will go through later. It's a statement. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, what is the relationship between what we want, what we plan, and what we get? And what will happen if you happen not to hit your target? And where are you going to fall? Because there's always, what you don't prepare. There's always the unforeseen challenges that are coming on the way. Mm-hmm. But if you have a very good plan, Zafia, you are targeting 35,000 jobs. If you lose, where are you going to fall? Maybe at 20 or 15,000. Which you made an impact.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still waiting to see that. But before just you come in, I also have a thing in mind to say, this thing that corporate institutions are promising to Namibian young people or to Namibians, they must also be held accountable.
Yes,
yeah, sure. They must all be held accountable, because it will become a societal trauma. I'm not a psychologist, but you sell people ambitions, né? You sell people ambition. You overpromise, but that is not where we are going. Where we are going is to say, maybe they have a game plan. How is that plan going to work? Somebody may want to say they are misquoted. They are not misquoted. We have a rigid document. They are not misquoted. We have a rigid document. And I wish that plan can be presented, because if you have a plan of creating 35,000 jobs, you can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. I know the document indicated that they are looking at various investment, and they are very optimistic. They are not aiming. They are targeting. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if you are targeting, you are very clear.
Yes.
And it's stated in their integrated strategic plan. To me, it's very good. But we have heard a lot of things like this before, from politics, corporate, and even NGOs. Now, the question that we're asking ourselves is that, how is it going to be done? And also, how the institution is going to be assisted. If the guy has a plan, yes, people can assist, because that is what is the Namibia that we want? What institution are we going to do? And maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves is also that, because if you talk about 5 years, 5 years is a very good thing. And in terms of planning, 5 years, most long-term things that are called strategic plans, either 3 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And when you look at 5 years, even as a person, you are not going to be how you are now in the next 5 years. And the question also that you're asking yourself is that, how can young people align themselves with NIDA's goal? Are we going to invest in agriculture? Are we going to invest in adding value? Because we want a very clear plan so that we can also adjust our plan. Maybe I'm going to study agriculture economics, or maybe I'm going to study trade. Because at the end of the day, you must look where the country is going. I think that is my point of argument. I don't have a problem with over ambition. I only have a problem with the how. And I don't want to know everything. I want to know where the resources are going to come from. How are you going to do this incredible job? Because if you happen to do what you are saying you are going to do, you are going to be the first corporate chief who's going to get all the awards from all the corporate industries in Namibia. Because that is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, my take on it, when I heard the news.
Yeah.
35,000 jobs. Now, I'm a number. I like numbers, or I like to make sense of those numbers.
Yeah.
35,000, and I think, okay, 2030. We are currently in 2025, so it's literally 5 years left.
Nice four.
Yeah, because we are basically, okay, but they still have to, let's give them at least four now. Let's give them the four now.
Oh, okay.
That's more or less like 5,000.
Okay.
Let's use the 5,000 jobs. Mm. Or let's say 6,000.
Yeah.
Because it's actually about, if we use 5 years, it's about 7,000 a year.
Yeah.
So let's give about 6,000, 5,000, 6,000 a year.
Mm.
Jobs created.
Yeah.
Ne? Seeing that we are almost half in this year.
Yeah.
So which means there needs to be a plan in place of the rest of this year. How many jobs will be created.
Yeah.
Now my thinking is, it's an exact amount. It's not stated as 30 plus thousand. It's stated 35,000. So which means,
just reach that number. It's your target.
It's a target.
Yeah,
it's not a plan. It's a target.
It's a target. Yeah.
Now, okay. Should they work towards this?
Mm.
I would like to see the rollout plan. Maybe they might not share it with us because, I mean, it's too confidential or so.
Mm.
But at least, you know, because remember, when a Namibian that's unemployed currently reads this, what is your thinking? There's hope.
No.
But then you also don't want to create a sense of false hope. Because, you know, as Namibians, when we hear about job opportunities, what do? We spread it.
Yeah.
But then again, looking at our numbers of unemployment, it's very high. The percentage is very high. And yes, we would want to see this looking better.
Yeah.
But of course, not with a sense of false hope. And I'm not saying the company is giving false hope. I'm just saying, let's be realistic about our goals.
Yeah, but look, ne. I think there's a lot of things that we are not seeing. Maybe there is a lot of things that we are not seeing, but our focus is on the number. The number is very good. The number is very good. But let's not talk about the problem. How is this institution going to be assisted? Is this a marketing strategy to get investment, or is this a real deal? Yeah, because 35 jobs, we don't want casual jobs. We want jobs. If you say you have a job, in the literal sense, a job is something that can secure your life, something that you can get your basic needs, and something that you can also run with to what you can also run with to build a family, and also security for either for your health or your kids. That is what you call a job. If you are saying to create 35,000 jobs, that is what we need. And if you are just saying you are going to create jobs, and you are looking at assistant, you are looking at general workers, that is not the way Namibia want. Because looking at our population, looking at our young people, I'm always giving these examples of saying, last week, not more than 2 weeks ago, I think last week, when you look at the statistic of graduates, 6,000 pumped into the market and asked, we are still waiting for IUM to graduate. Then you can do your calculations and you can give your debates to say some of them are postgraduate students. But you already know that even if they are postgraduate students, some of them who may be working when they are studying, the majority of graduates always, whatever university you go to, these are just other graduate students, straight from fresh from high school. These are young people who are very ambitious. And you being an institution which is at the center of industrialization. And I like the thinking, particularly with the CEO, because when you look at the CEO, he has good credentials because he was a chief operation officer at the investment board. Then he moved in to NIDA. Then when he moved in, the organization was collapsing. Then just a few months when he moved in, then they come up with their strategic plan. I think there was a lot of works. I happened to be at the launch of their integrated strategic plan. And I've also seen, when you look at revamping of institutions, you look at the people who are the board, you have Mekadikwa there, he's an experienced entrepreneur. You have various new people in the institution. Then, interestingly, they have a new CFO. The guy was a partner at Deloitte. And you can see, maybe with this big team, they can do it. But 35 jobs, honestly, I'm still waiting to wish. Because, you know, Zafian, after 5 years, I'm going to keep my records. Because these are the promises.
You see, this is one of those, you know, that you say, we need to come back to this.
Come.
You know the WhatsApp, you pin it.
No, yeah.
It's one of those, you pin it. You need to revisit this.
Yeah, because, you know, after 5 years, we have to go and call the man and sit down to say, maybe he's going to rephrase. Maybe I was misquoted. Maybe he means 35,000.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he means
3,500.
maybe he meant 300. Because, you know.
But 35, how do you make a mistake from 35 to 300? That's why I said, maybe 350.
350,000. But it's 35,000. No, it was reported in all media.
Of course, it's big news. It's huge.
It was reported in all media. Mm. And interestingly, we have the document, authentic document.
to actually prove
that. That's what's going to happen. But let us move away from being pessimist. Let us see.
Let's be optimistic.
Yeah, let's be optimist. But yeah. Optimism in the sense that you are also a realist to say there are things which are practically possible and there are things that you can do. Not necessarily because you can't do them, just because they are not being able to be done within that certain period of time. But having a plan in mind, maybe they have a sophisticated plan. You know, Namibians can surprise you.
Yeah. That's what I would like to think that. Like we just said, let's be optimistic. Maybe they have a plan. Maybe let's give them the 5 years.
Yeah.
But I also want to tell our citizens.
Yeah.
We need to be more than spectators, because normally we just sit and we discuss and we criticize.
Yeah. Then you go back home.
Yes. But what we can actually do is, if we hear about things like that, job creation and stuff.
Yeah.
Plans.
Yeah.
Ask questions. Everyone has the right to ask these questions.
I think by Friday we're going to get one executive, because I sent, and I mean, I'm in good communication, and I'm very, optimistic that they will come on board, okay. That they can come and explain to the citizens. And what is also interesting is that when you come and explain to citizens, not you don't want the corporate game, but at least talk about possibilities of you not achieving that and what assistance you are going to need. Because having a plan in Namibia is a very good thing. Criticizing the plan is also easy.
Mm.
But asking to say, no, Zafia, you want to reach a certain goal in the next 5 years. You have this ambition, bring up plans, and you have all your cards on the tables. You have resources. This is how you are going to move. But unfortunately, life does not operate on what is on paper. Then you come and say, no, David, this is where we are going. But if I happen not to reach there, I may need assistance from this one. That is exactly what we need.
Mm.
Because one of the questions which I asked one analyst today is that, looking at this Pinga Ambition Plan, what assistance can this institution need for it to reach its goal?
Mm.
If they are going to do what they are saying. And yeah, and the other thing about accountability, in Namibia, we do not have accountable. I can say one thing because I want you to vote for me. Then after 5 years, I will tell you know, things did not go according to the plan. There were unforeseen circumstances. There's no one who is going to hold you accountable.
Mm.
We see not only in politics, but it's also in corporate affairs. But at least if you really have a good heart and you want Namibians to work. And Namibians, the problem that we have also, let us also not just wait for them to fail. Let us not be found moving toward...
No, that's not the plan.
Yeah.
However, but I want our Namibians also to follow these engagements, not to follow them to criticize them or hold them, but also try to see where you can upskill yourself or in which direction.
Yeah.
Now, you know, a lot of us, and we spoke several times about this, we are learning or we are educating ourselves, especially in tertiary education.
Yeah.
In sometimes careers that are about to go down.
Yeah.
Or there is, it's, what's the word now? There are too many, what's the word? The word doesn't want to, it's overpopulated.
It's
it's congestion.
Yeah,
you know, it's congested. I'm not getting the word I want to use, but it's fine.
Not saturated.
It's actually saturated. That's the word I've been looking for. So, let's also do our education.
Yeah.
What are they going to need? What jobs are they going to create? Because these are the questions. If I was unemployed, these are the questions I would raise so that I can upskill myself. Maybe not in tertiary education, but maybe I might have a skill or two.
Yeah.
And if you go on the net, David, me and you discussed it also before.
Yeah.
There are many courses that you can take. It being free.
For free, yeah.
For free.
No, we spoke about
that. And it's something that you can upskill yourself.
Yeah.
Don't wait to say that, I know I'm going to, waiting for next year to upskill myself because education is going to be free. Let's also start now.
Yeah. And the way, when you are there, and I want to disagree with a little bit, particularly when you talk about, you find us young people in careers that we love, but they do not have clear or job security in the or just secured spot when you graduate.
Mm.
But one thing I should tell you is that most of the guys who are doing very well in life, they are not doing well in careers that they have chosen. But the thing that you mentioned is very interesting of upskilling, because 5 years at university, studying a course, by the time you finish that course, the world is not where you left it. You can be studying something related to, let me say, green hydrogen. Everyone is moving to green hydrogen. Everyone is moving to energy sector. By the time you are done with your qualification, the green sector have also changed. Global politics have changed. There is a new shift. There is a new sheriff in town, and new machines have come on board. There is a bigger thing than ChatGPT and all those things. But what is necessary is that, are you able to survive? Because one thing academic education should teach us is that not only about growing us to the career ahead, and that is something that even the lecturers, they don't tell us very well. To say, I'm studying law, I want to be a criminal lawyer, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are done with your law degree, you find environmental law is a bit in the game. then you have to find out how are you going to upscale yourself within that legal fraternity.
So you can work. Conveniency law, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of law career directions you can take.
You can go commercial, you can go, just don't force yourself into things when situation demand you change. When the situation demand you change. Yeah.
But I also say, yes, I do agree with you to some extent when you have a passion for this and you go and study for this, but also try to see where else can I upskill myself.
Yeah.
Should I happen to have, like, I think COVID taught a lot of people that it's not going to always go that way.
Yeah.
So let me say if this doesn't work.
Yeah.
I have this to fall back on.
Yeah. Just, I've seen one lady is, it's a friend of mine. We came along where I saw him today. She's working for a government and, she studied, media, majoring in, I think PR and political science. Then at some point she was a politician. Then I asked her to say, no, I'm not going to mention her name. No, my sister, how are you surviving? Then she said, no, David, look at me. Ne? I know how to use my paper. And the other thing is that when situation demand, I change because this is life. And I was very proud of her to say, you cannot just stay in one place. You upskill yourself. If situation is telling you to say, no, this is what you have to do, you change. Looking at, coming back to the conversation of NIDA. When you say how young people can assist, you can be an engineer when people are talking about agriculture. How can you use your engineering skills? In agriculture. If you are in IT, how can you use your IT into smart agriculture? How can you use your IT into industrialization? Because there is always an area where you can advance, and there is always an area where you can upskill. And that is one thing that, people do not really respect. You know what is very interesting, Zafia? The former ministers of finance, I think, before Ipombo, Shedwin. It was Shedwin, right? Skalen, eh? Before who? Ipombo Shimi.
Yes, it was Skali Shedwin.
You know, Skali Shedwin studied science. He studied science, I think, microbiology. I'm speaking under correction. But that guy was so good in finance. And there was one analyst who said when they go to IMF, you know, Minister of Finance, they go almost to... They go to this international conference, go out to IMF, go to World Bank.
Yeah.
He was outperforming these guys with economics degree and these guys with PhD in financial management and all those things. But what you can learn from him is to say, how come somebody being appointed as a finance minister with a qualification in science? Because the guy was very good at upskilling himself. He was very good at upskilling himself to that extent that he understand how the finance is working better than the guys with MBA. And that is a life that we were supposed to be taught to say, it's not, you can't be defined by your qualification to say, no, as lawyers we do this, as economists we do this, as doctors we do this. You can find yourself in the field that is not directly to what you studied, but you can still upskill yourself. Like right now, when NIDA is saying, let's move this direction, I'm going to create 5,000 jobs, find your way. How are we going to jump into that ship? Yeah, because otherwise we'll be left behind.
No, that's definitely the way we should be going, you understand?
Yeah.
What we can do in this, I think what as an Namibian, you need to ask yourself, what am I doing with this information?
Mm-hmm.
I received this information. What am I going to do about this information?
Yeah.
Because remember, NIDA can do what they can do. They probably have a solid plan.
Yeah.
Let me say that.
Yeah.
And the organizations that they are speaking to, they know the investors.
Yeah.
I mean, companies that want to support this plan need to ask themselves, what can my contribution to be?
Yeah.
So I think the way we look at this is, all of us need to ask ourselves, what is my contribution to this?
Yeah.
And as an unemployed Namibian, what skills do I have to contribute to be part of this 35,000?
Yeah, I think that is very interesting. And the other thing also, the other thing that need to be looked at is also, because they say 35,000 jobs. But not really clear specific to say who is going to be employed. You understand what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, because I was speaking to one analyst to say who gave an example of Aliko Dangote, the Mr. Money, one of the African richest guy, the Nigerian guy. He brought, there was a point he brought, how do you call this? A refinery, what? You know, when you are refining oil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to call those, but he brought an industry in Nigeria. When he brought that industry in Nigeria, a lot of Nigerians were celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
To say, no, Aliko Dangote is giving us the best. Because he's a Mr. Money guy, he has a lot of money, and he brought that that industry in Nigeria. That analyst said no. A lot of Nigerians were shocked to realize, to say, yes, the industry is in their house, but they don't have specific skills. It's a guy from China, it's a guy from New Zealand, it's a guy from UK that were working in Nigeria, and the people were complaining.
Yeah.
That's why they have to come with a plan to say, how can we bring Nigerians on board? Because if you have a plan for 35,000 people, people must be part of the consultation, because that is a lot of people. If they must be part of consultation, and if you can be very intelligent, whatever you do, if you just plan alone, you are not going to win. If you are just sitting in your boardroom and plan alone without consultation, you are not going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you may have your post there, you may have your what, but you are not going to work the way you want to work. Unless you find a way to say, how are we going to, are the citizen part of this consultation? Or maybe you have somebody who advising you also to say, this is where the world is going. Because, you know, Namibians, we get very tired very easily. We lose resilience because we receive a lot of negative things. And, when you look at our ranking, I don't want to talk about it because I will sound like a pessimist. Let us look at how we can assist this institution to move forward. Maybe let us look at contribution from the... You can reach us at our studio number. We have only 9 minutes before we come to the end of our program. You can reach us at our studio number. Our studio number, not a student number. You can reach us at our studio number at 083-288-401. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come back.
Olium Nangeshifa, Noahara Pushivifa Oma Kuroyo Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station Oyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningekuwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and Zafia Basson. We are looking at NIDA's targets to 35,000 jobs in the next 4 years. And yeah, before we go to the discussion that we were discussing, Zafia, do you have something for us from the commercial side?
Yes, I have a live read from IUM, the International University of Management. 2025 Winter Convocation Ceremony. This May, it's time to celebrate excellence, achievement, and the future. The International University of Management will proudly host its 2025 Winter Convocation Ceremony, taking place over 2 exciting days. Thursday, 22nd, and Friday, 23rd May, 2025, at the elegant Windhoek Country Club Resort, with 2 graduation sessions each day. We're honoring the hard work and dedication of our incredible graduates. Can't make it in person? No problem. Join us from anywhere all four sessions will be live streamed on the IUM Facebook page. Thursday, 22nd May, 2025 graduation ceremony will be live on Eagle FM from 8 a.m. Join us in celebrating the future of Namibia, because at IUM, we're advancing knowledge and training leaders. Save the dates and tune in.
Yes, from live read, we continue with the conversation. Those of you who worked very hard, those of you who are studying, it's your time to shine. And the good thing about I love about Namibians is that no matter the situation on the ground, we still have to make sure that we go to school. Then we'll figure it out later. Yeah, we'll just figure it out later. And Namibians, we like pushing. And it's also a good thing, you know, education is like love. No matter how many times you get hit, no matter the job market, never ever forget, never give up, just continue. It's the same with love, you know, no matter how many times you get hit, you stand up and don't forget to love. So, dear listeners, we have around 4 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Maybe just to give a final touch to the Namibia Industrial Development Agency, that is NIDA, and its ambition to create employment, and how this thing is going to be done. Let us wait and see the open plan. And I promise you, I don't want to promise like they promise. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to make sure that, you know.
David, we're keeping this thing here. We keep people accountable, man.
You see.
Until 2030, we're keeping people accountable.
I'm trying my best to make sure that at least I find one. So that even one of the board members, I think, we'll try to find one so that at least they will be with us and try to explain to us to say, what do you mean by this? Are you misquoted or you are standing on business? Mm. And see how things are going to be done. And maybe we also ask questions to say, did you consult with university that are teaching? Did you consult with vocational training centers? How are these going to be, people going to be absorbed? And yeah, I think at this conversation, we are trying to test the plan. We cannot see the plan yet. The strategic plan is yet to be seen and to be studied, and also people yet to be communicated with, and also it's also up to them to come to the public, because the jobs they are going to create is going to be given to the public. And I can't wait to see the leadership getting awards in 2030, because in 2030 I'll hold my accountability report and try to see who did what, where did we go wrong, because that is our evaluation point. It's where we are going to evaluate ourselves to say, what are we going to do in 2030? Maybe some of us will be married by 2030 and all those things. It depends on where you find yourself, but ambitions, goals, and all those things depends on how you operate in this. And I think from my side, that is, I think is it for this evening.
Well, from my side, I always want you to stay informed, because being informed is free, guys.
Yeah.
And it's powerful.
Yeah.
Share job opportunities.
Yeah.
Workshops.
Yeah.
And development programs on social media.
Yeah.
Let's not gatekeep information.
Yeah.
Let's grow together.
Mm-mm.
And let's support business locally. If you have a friend that does business, do not ask for what is my price. Pay the price that everyone else will pay. In that, we all grow and prosper together.
And one thing also, don't mix love with pleasure.
Please.
Pleasure with business, and also don't mix family with business.
Yes.
If your husband is a business, when you go to his business, he's not your husband. It's
and
a business.
Your husband also need to treat you like any other customer.
Yeah, he's a businessman. You can't go and sit on the other side of the counter. Respect the business, and that is the only way we are going to grow. I know Namibians, we have this thing of deep cultural, heritage and cultural attachment, which is good, but it's negative for business also. Let us respect. If you are working in your your husband's business or whatsoever, try to stand on business.
Mm.
That is the only way we are going to grow as Namibians. If somebody went to school together and has a business, or a person is your friend, don't negotiate. Just buy. And also let us remind each other also, because sometimes we also may be tempted to do that because you know a person. Let us be reminded to say, no, this is where our survival stand. Yes. Pay the full price. And that's the only way that Namibian business is going to grow. And negotiate when it's necessary, when you know that the person also you have been supporting. You can't negotiate on the first day.
Exactly, yeah.
So from my side, have a good evening and yeah.
From my side, adios.
Adios, cheers.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsi Nehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro, The Catholics Imane Kakarunga, The Africans Sing for Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.